In a world where fire determines power, the desert kingdom of Ravens stands as both marvel and warning. Founded through the shocking sacrifice of a daughter to gain the Phoenix's power, this realm operates on a terrible truth. True power demands sacrifice. The current ruler, King Leo, maintains the Fire Order's prominence while privately viewing their rituals as tools for control through myth and fear. When High Priestess Sena reveals disturbing signs that a new prophet has emerged, one who could turn all of Sion into a dry, brutal desert, the foundations of the kingdom begin to crack. Fire isn't merely an element in Ravens, it's the cornerstone of society. Royal legitimacy depends on demonstrating mastery over flame. Religious ceremonies revolve around the eternal fire. Even everyday expressions reference burning. To be forgiven, one must be burned. Yet beneath this fiery culture lies a cruel irony, revealed only on Coronation Day. Becoming ruler requires blood sacrifice, or sacrificing one's love. Each monarch begins their reign with personal tragedy that shapes their rule. Have you ever wondered what price you'd pay for power? In Ravens, that question isn't philosophical, it's brutally practical. The kingdom's history shows that greatness and grief walk hand in hand, with every throne built on ashes of sacrifice. Princess Elena stands at this tale's burning heart, poised to inherit the Phoenix throne, yet unable to control the fire that legitimizes her rule. Her struggle with flame becomes both literal and metaphorical as she navigates succession politics and identity. Elena's complexity makes her fascinating, politically savvy, yet vulnerable in her inability to hold flame like her ancestors. She challenges her father's authoritarian methods while recognizing strength's necessity. At her engagement, she breaks tradition by addressing her countrymen, declaring that the people of Ravens create the beating heart of this kingdom. Through her mother's scrolls containing 7 fire stances, Elena's relationship with flame transforms. The final form instructs, "Give it love. It is as alive as me and you." When she finally controls flame, she experiences both triumph and terror, seeing visions of herself, ashen, alone, with dark, crumbling hands, embodying her central question, will power corrupt her, or can she redefine what power means? Yasin Knight is a mixed heritage assassin straddling identities. His failed attempt to kill King Bormani left him permanently injured, challenging his perfect killer image. His quest for freedom from the Arohasan assassins drives him forward. Though deadly, he vowed never to kill the unarmed after witnessing his mother's murder at age 9. With features reflecting both Gentari and Ravani heritage, he belongs nowhere completely in the segregated 5 kingdoms. His emotional discipline crumbles around Elena, who strips away years of conditioning. Nightmares reveal how the Arohasan transformed a hungry orphan through brutal methods, combat drills, poison resistance training, and psychological conditioning to erase his humanity. Only his friendship with Samson Kittu provided connection during these years. Yasin's journey is toward belonging. Throughout life, he's been defined by what he isn't. His connection to Elena offers something new, a sense of home tied to a person rather than place. His admission that, "You showed me what it means to live for something greater than myself," reveals someone finally finding his own path. The political landscape proves as treacherous as the desert itself. King Leo rules through feared gold caps and manipulated religious symbols, responding to signs of a prophesied figure with escalating violence, ultimately massacring Fire Order priests in his desperate search for the prophet. Samson Kittu presents himself as loyal to both kingdoms while secretly preparing for war. His proposal to marry Elena serves multiple purposes, addressing refugee tensions, creating an appearance of unity, and positioning himself for power. Elena secretly meets revolutionaries while publicly unmasking Jahangir as a spy, demonstrating her skill at political spectacle, a lesson from her father. Personal relationships complicate politics throughout. Leo's paranoia stems partly from love for Elena. Samson's loyalty to Yasin conflicts with his ambition, and Elena's revolutionary actions arise from concern for her people and her father's legacy. The novel portrays religion and politics as inseparable tools of control, with rulers manipulating ceremonies until the eternal fire itself seems to rebel against those who misuse its symbolism. Relationships in this world are forged through shared trauma, tested by betrayal, and complicated by duty. Elena loses her guard Ferma, with whom she shared an almost sisterly bond, leaving her adrift. The father-daughter relationship between Leo and Elena pulses with tension despite their genuine love. Their final moment, Leo placing her mother's jade necklace around her neck, saying, "I was your mother's keeper, now you are hers," carries the weight of generational duty. Elena's response that her mother was actually his keeper reveals her understanding of their complex relationship. Most compelling is the evolution between Elena and Yasin. Beginning as princess and reluctant guard, they transform through shared danger and vulnerability. Their synchronized dance practice creates unexpected intimacy, while tending wounds builds trust despite looming betrayal. These relationships deepen through small moments. Elena watching Yasin sleep, Yasin catching her eyelash for a wish, their hands finding each other when words fail. What would you sacrifice for freedom or power? These questions burn at the novel's core. Yasin initially believes freedom justifies betraying Elena, until realizing true freedom means choosing one's own loyalty. His journey from slave to freeman is defined by moral choices, testing whether liberation justifies betrayal. Leo's descent into tyranny progresses gradually, each compromise making the next easier. His pivotal moment comes when ordering the Temple of Shadows massacre, prioritizing threat elimination over sacred traditions. When Elena burns the forest to destroy mining operations, she accepts this moral compromise as necessary, though the displaced families and ruined livelihoods haunt her. The novel suggests power demands sacrifice, but the nature of that sacrifice determines whether power corrupts or transforms. Alibor's founding sacrifice of his daughter's heart created a kingdom built on blood, with rituals reinforcing royal authority while undermining moral legitimacy. Elena's struggle embodies the central tension between necessity and morality, between preserving power and preserving humanity. At the climax, rebirth emerges through destruction. Elena's coronation ceremony ends when explosions engulf the temple and the eternal fire rages, forcing both protagonists to transform. The destruction of the temple's 8 symbolic wings represents the collapse of established order. Elena flees into the desert with Yasin, transforming from princess to fugitive queen. Samson emerges unharmed from the inferno, watching flames heal his burned hand. His self-proclamation as the Landless King marks his dark metamorphosis. By destroying the temple gate and declaring they will no longer pray to false gods, he positions himself as a revolutionary, reshaping the world through fire. In the final scenes, Elena and Yasin witness the technologically fused Jontari army marching toward Rani. As Elena seeks refuge with the Black Scales, she carries hope that something valuable can rise from Empire's ashes, not just power, but people and principles worth fighting for.